大家好，
Good morning。
见到你们很高兴。
I'm very delighted to see you all。
以前来这里几次，但是来这里今天分享真的没想到。
I have been here for quite a few times, but to be able to share, it's beyond my imagination。
离开中国已经差不多5年了。
I've left China for almost 5 years。
所以说中文差不多忘光了。
So to speak in Chinese, it's a bit, little bit rusty。
所以你们注意听。
So you have to pay attention closely.
今天分享的内容就是很简单的内容。
The topic that I'm going to share is a simple topic.
读圣经的。
It's about reading the Bible.
如果你们读经的话，多读读经，每天读经的话，睡觉也可以了。
If you read the scripture daily, you'll be able to sleep well.
我介绍这个读经的内容。
And I like to introduce the content of the Bible reading.
一共从五个题目。
From five aspects.
一个就是每天读圣经。
First is to read the Bible daily.
强调就是每天。
It is to emphasize the word daily.
跟我来说吧，每天读圣经。再来一遍，每天读圣经。
Read the Bible daily.
每天读圣经。
Read the Bible daily.
每天很重要。
It's important that you do it daily.
上帝创造自然世界的话。有一个法则，这就是那个每天的。
And as God created this universe, He created it on a daily basis.
每天睡觉，每天吃饭，每天运动，那样的话，我们的身体很好。
We sleep, eat.Exercise daily, and that would help our physical body to be healthy.
读经也是我觉得差不多，每天重要。
And spiritually, we need to read the scripture daily.
有一个姐妹她是柬埔寨的，我介绍在韩国我们的大学介绍了。
I introduced this Bible reading movement to a Cambodia lady in South Korea.
我邀请她，你每天读二章的时候，我可以介绍我们的学校。
And I told her that if you can read the scripture, 20 chapters of scripture daily, then we'll accept you into this college.
他不是那个神学生，他不是一般的课。
She's taking a college, not a seminary course.
他同意了。
And she agreed.
现在到韩国学习语言。
And she is learning language in South Korea.
每天用KakaoTalk 那个中国微信差不多送给回答老师。今天我读了20章，成功了，这样每天告诉我。
So every day, she would send me a message through Kakao Talk to tell me that she had read 20 chapters.
但是有时候老师今天我很忙，没有成功，怎么办？这样告诉我。
Sometimes she would tell me, "I failed today because I'm too busy. What should I do?"
明天我一定读40章，
And tomorrow, I promise to read 40 chapters.
也可以的。
And I told her, it's also all right.
我对她说，那么 OK 了。那但是你 今天不吃，明天吃两天的那个吃饮食。
So if you did not eat today, then tomorrow you may have to take a double the size of the meal.
Yeah. 每天每天很重要。
So it's important that you do it on a daily basis.
学习也是每天的课程学习的话好。那么今天没有的话，明天不可以的。
So as you learn, you also learn daily.
Yeah. 跟我来说一下，每天每天读圣经。
Read.
每天每天读圣经
，read the Bible daily。
大一点声，每天每天读圣经，好不好？好吗
？Is it good？
嗯，犹太人也是他们每天每天读圣经。
As a Jew, you read the Scripture daily。
他们也是早晨祷告会，早晨
They also have a morning prayer。
他们不是祷告会，读经会。
It's not really just prayer, but it's a time for reading the scripture.
韩国的信徒批评很强一点犹太人，他们不信耶稣基督，什么什么什么。
The Korean Christians would criticize the Jews that they are not believers of Jesus.
我也以前一样的。
And I was similar.
我有一个机会看到他们的信仰生活，还有特别途经的那个事情看到以后，我的看法一点点改变了。
I'd observe how they read scripture and observe their religious practices, and I've changed it a little bit.
OK， 我看一下他们的读经的事情。这个呢，会堂的里面的事情。
This in the synagogue。
讲台就是这个不是讲台的，读台的。
That's a place where they read the scripture.
每天早晨他们聚会的时候读圣经。
As they congregate, someone would read from the scripture.
一个信徒来这里一起读圣经，一边读圣经一边祷告一边赞美这样的。
And someone would read and pray and sing praises.
前面就是有一个讲台，后面就是一个读台。
So in front is a pulpit, and behind that is a lectern.
所以他们每天每天读圣经。
And they would read it daily.
Okay, 下面。结束以后，三十分早晨读经会三十分结束以后，他们都个人的读经都还有。
And after 30 minutes of corporate reading, they would have to read individually.
还有下面，是这样的。还有，对，年轻人也是早晨读经也是的，OK， 第二个题目就是多读，读经的时候多读圣经。
The second aspect is to read more.
我觉得多读也很重要的。
To read more is very important.
我研究生的时候，一个老师。那个邀请我。
As I was a research student, a teacher invited me.
每天每天读三最少三十五，三十五 ，35，35
Okay, to read 35 chapters daily.
这个很难。
It was difficult.
学习的内容太多，还有读读三十五章的话，真的没有时间。
There were so many things to read, and to on top of that to read 35 chapters, I really don't have the time to do so.
如果没有读的话，老师很生气。
And when I don't accomplish it, the teacher will get mad.
所以有时候那个早饭禁食。
And so sometimes I have to fast.
那时候我锻炼锻炼读经，多读圣经。
And so I read the scripture a lot more.
这个以后我牧会的时候，到中国那个在中国宣教的时候很有益处。
And it was very beneficial for me when I served in China as a missionary.
跟我来一起说，多读圣经，多读圣经。
Read the scripture.
多读圣经。
Read.
吃饭也一样的，我觉得吃饭。吃的时候吃的少的话又饿了又饿是吧
When you eat it's the similar when you eat a little you get hungry easily、
yeah. 运动也是一样的五分钟十分钟这个也有一点点有益处、
when you exercise is similar you do it for 5 or 10 minutes there is some benefit
但是每天都运动最少30分钟一个小时这样的话可以的
But if you do more exercise for 30 to 1 hour a day, that will be better.
Yeah, 第三题
The third aspect.
Yeah. 全家人一起读圣经
is to read as a family.
这个全家人一起读圣经现代呢实在很难
To read as a family in the modern days is difficult.
以前韩国的信徒的家呢，每天一定要家庭礼拜。
In Korea, as a family, we worship. We have family altar every day.
所以所有的家庭很健康的家庭。
So family are strong families.
孩子们自然有信仰
and so the children grew up with faith.
很多孩子们那个父母没有信仰的家这样的那个孩子们小学、中学的时候信耶稣，以后呢没有信仰。
Those who grew up in a non-Christian family, early on they come to know the Christian faith, but after elementary, they left the faith.
很多那个年轻人那个大学毕业的时候，教会也是毕业。
When many of the young people, when they graduated from college, they also graduated from their church.
但是那个爸爸妈妈信耶稣的家，还有爷爷奶奶的家呢，不是这样的。
But for those who come from families whose parents and grandparents are believers,
有的那个年轻人，这样的年轻人，信仰不是热情的，没有热情，认真。
They follow the faith diligently.
但是他们呢？没有离开教会。
And as they graduated from school, they did not leave the church.
为什么呢
？Why？
从小学的时候读经，还有跟爸爸妈妈一起祷告所以锻炼锻炼，从小学锻炼锻炼以后呢，一直这样的。
Because they have been reading the scripture since elementary, and they pray with their parents.
我觉得现在韩国的那个信徒的家庭里面，问题比较多一点，比以前多一点。
I feel that the families, Korean families today, have more problems than in the past.
原因是很简单。
Especially in their studies.
爸爸妈妈很忙，孩子们也很忙。
Parents and children are busy alike.
孩子们只要那个参加礼拜，主日学礼拜就可以了。
And children would attend a service only.
很多基督徒家庭里面没有家庭礼拜。
Many of the Christian families today do not have family worship.
所以孩子们的信仰越来越不好。
And so the faith of the children are diminishing.
这个就真的那个难受的事情。
And this is something that is sad.
所以呢我们那个 牧师呀，还有前者的人的家人，我觉得更重要。
And so for families of pastors, I feel it's even more important.
我在中国的时候，见面了很多牧师呀，还有长老呀，主要负责人。
I have met a lot of pastors, church leaders in China.
他们家多健康，我觉得。
They have healthy families.
还有好几个家庭有问题。
There were several that have problems in the family.
孩子们的问题。
It's problems with the children.
孩子们多聪明。
Their children were very intelligent.
成绩好。
They have good grades.
但是信仰呢，我觉得不太好。
But they are not growing the faith.
我仔细看看，问他们。
And so I interviewed them.
你的爸爸牧师啊，你的爸爸很厉害的长老，为什么你信仰这样？问。
And I asked them, your father is a pastor or an elder of a church. Why is your faith so weak?
我发现了很重要的事情一个。
And I discovered one very important key.
爸爸个厉害的哈。他们转全中国传福音叫圣经这样的。
Their father go around China and spread the gospel.
所以家人一起礼拜这个不可能。
And so they are not able to have family worship.
还有一个就是那个孩子们那个上。高中的时候，大部分上高中的时候，去别的地方。
And many of the children go to other places to attend senior high.
他们住宿舍里。
And they live in the dorm.
住宿舍里的话，他们那个参加礼拜，不可能。
And so they stop attending the church.
所以回来的时候，回家的时候，参加礼拜就可以了。
So when they come home, they will go and attend the church.
那样的话，一个月一次哦，不，两个月一次这样。
And so they attend the church once every month or 2 months.
所以他们的信仰不太好。
And that is why their faith are weak.
所以全家人一起读经就很重要的。
And so it's important that the family read the scripture together.
我问一下，同意不同意你们？
I wonder if you agree or not.
还有我们为了信仰名家的时候，那个读全家人一起读是很基础的，很基本的，基本的。
And in order to establish faith in the family, reading the scripture is the basic.
那个不我们不希望那个一般的家庭，我们希望。信仰名家，信仰名家。
We don't want to produce just ordinary family, but family that are famous for their faith.
我们信仰非常好哦，孩子们一样非常好，孙子也一样。这样的家庭，我希望建立这样的家庭。
We want to develop family who are strong in their faith for generations.
好不好
？Is it good?
Yeah, 我觉得这个很重要的。
I feel that this is very important.
现在一般的那个宗教还有那个哲学条件很强一点。
To have stringent requirements for philosophy and religion.
所以从小学的时候，跟父母一起读经，还有礼拜祷告。这样锻炼的话，我们孩子们可以赢这样的。
We need to train our kids while they are young in the faith as they read the scripture and pray daily.
我觉得那个犹太人的方式比较好一点。
And I feel that the methods of the Jews is better.
Yeah, 看一下，还有一家，就美国的犹太人一家。五个孩子是吧？那个这个家庭里面的那个台。
This is the family altar.
他们一个星期一次，星期五晚上，全家人一起吃饭，一起读经，一起玩，这样的。
Every Friday evening, they will gather together to eat together and read the scripture.
那么洗手，还有一起吃饭 ，Yeah, OK. 下面，一起吃饭以后，爸爸按手祷告，为了他们。
After the meal, the head of the family, the father, would pray for them, laying hands on them. And so they would read the scripture and discuss the scripture.
Yeah, yeah. 这个你们一个 OK, 网上也有，网上也有。Yeah, yeah. 我觉得我成功很重要。还有我的孩子成功更重要，我的孙子成功，非常重要，是吧
？It is important for me to be successful, but it is more important that my children and grandchildren are successful.
我觉得我的人生成功的一世人，最少三代成功的话，我的人生成功的。
For me to be really successful is for me to at least have three generations of successful descendants.
我觉得很重要的事情。
And that is very important to me.
我今年63岁。
I'm 63 this year.
我有一个女儿，都还有一个孙女，孙女。
I have a daughter and a granddaughter.
我看的时候，这个孩子，三十年以后，五十年以后，他的孩子有信仰没有信仰？我现在想一想。
And I'm thinking about my granddaughter. After 30 or 50 years, will her children have faith?
如果我的孙女的，他的儿子，他的孙子没有信仰的话，怎么办？
If the descendants of my granddaughter doesn't have the Christian faith, what would become of them?
但是我们现在要全家人一起读圣经祷告，这样的话一直后代有信仰。
And so I lead them in scripture reading daily, so that to make sure that they would continue in the faith.
犹太人是这样的。
And this is what the Jews practiced.
犹太人呢，一千年以前，他们都分散了。
Although they are dispersed for more than 1,000 years,
没有会堂。
They don't have the temple.
但是他们有信仰。
But they still have their faith.
我觉得，为什么呢？他们家里里面一起读经，一起一个祷告会，什么，所以一直孩子们后代有信仰。
And it is primarily because that of their family reading and worship that they continue in the faith.
Okay, 第四
，fourth，
这个很简单一起开声读经。
To read aloud in unison.
这样的话一起读经可以的。
And we read in unison.
开声的话，以后呢，一个小时、三个小时、半天的话，我心里合起来。
And to read aloud in unison for an hour, for half a day, you will be very passionate.
两天、三天的话，我觉得。完全改变，可以改变。
And
to
read together for 2-3 days, it will change the whole atmosphere.
我好几次看过了，经验过了。
And I've experienced this several times.
除了读经以外的没有。
We did not do any other thing except to read the scripture aloud.
一天、三天的时候，很多人悔改，圣灵降临，有时候治病。
For 2-3 days, we did that, and we would see that people will be repenting of their sins.
Okay, 第五，最后第五。
Fifth,
读经的方法以三位一体神中心读方法。
As you read the scripture, you read with a God-oriented focus.
我觉得读经的方法两种的。
There are two methods of Bible reading.
啊，一个就是那个以三位一体神中心，一个就是乐怒中心。
For the one is to let it be God oriented. The other one is to be human focused.
乐怒中心呢，很容易。
It's easy to be focused on the human being.
我们上学的时候，读书的时候，都是乐怒中心的方法。
And when we go to school, whatever we learn, it's all humanly focused.
所以我们都已经习惯了。
And so we are used to it.
看书的话，就我人物中心看。
And as we read the books, we are focused on humanity.
所以读圣经的时候，差不多的方法。
And so we use the same focus in reading the scripture.
也可以的。
It's possible.
但是以三位一体神中心的话更好。
But it's better to be focused on the triune God.
以三位一体中心的话呢，我们可以认识神，认识耶稣基督，认识圣灵，这样的。
To be focused on the triune God, we will be able to come to know God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
乐怒中心的话，我们可以认识乐怒啊，他什么样的人呢？他做什么，这我们可以认识，但是不知道我上帝的事情。
But if we are focused on the human being, we only know the human character, how that person did well or not, but we do not know God.
我觉得先理解，先看看。上帝的属性，上帝的能力，上帝做什么，上帝的名字，先看看，然后看人路的话更好。
I feel that we need to first focus on God, on His nature, on His works, on His ability, on what He has done for us.
如果我们读的时候以三位一体神中心的话。讲道的时候也可以以三位一体神中心讲道。
If our reading is triune God centered, then our preaching will also be centered on the triune God.
对人物中心读的话，自然讲道的时候也是人物中心的。
When we read with a human focus, then our preaching would be focused on humanity as well.
人物中心的话，结论就是，你做什么做，你要做什么，你要做什么，你要做什么，这个这样的结论就是这个。
And when we are focused on humanity, our conclusion will always come to what we ought to do.
这个也需要。
Although this is needed.
但是先上帝什么样的神呢？先接受耶稣基督，接受圣灵，接受神的国立约，这样的话。
But what must be the precedent is what God is doing.
不好意思，我现在韩国的那个教会的问题，我个人的看法，最重要的问题就是这个。
And I feel that the greatest problem in the Korean church today is in this matter.
我49岁以后退休了。
Already retired at the age of 49.
要回国以后，参加礼拜的时候，我是听牧师的话。
And when I went back to my country and attended church and listened to sermons,
很多讲道的人的内容都是这样的。
Many of the sermons are focused on the human being.
亚伯拉罕做什么？雅各做什么？大卫做什么？我们。一定要做什么
？What Abraham, Jacob, David did, and so we must do.
听的时候有道理。
There is some reason for that.
但是心里面没有高兴，不高兴。
Although there are some truth to it, I don't feel good.
没有力气。
I don't have the power.
中国呢？我不知道。
I don't know about China.
越南啊，还有柬埔寨都差不多。
When I go to Vietnam and Cambodia, I observe the same thing in the churches.
所以我的使命就是第五，真正的我的使命是第五这个。
And so my greatest mission is on focus on this fifth one.
通过圣经接受接受上帝，接受接受耶稣基督，接受接受圣灵、神的国，还有那个天国福音是什么？这个。
And I want for people to read the scripture with God as their main focus.
Yeah, 我们一起连住连住吧。我们一起连住。
Let's study this together.
我也认识一点点的。
I know a little.
但是就挺好的方法。
But I feel that this is the best way to do it.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.